Greetings, loyal listener. Time for another fresh, tasty, deep-fried batch of ill-prepared batter from four grown men who formally put their stamp on the phrase craptainment. Welcome to In General.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, loyal listener, to In General's Something Old, Something New special. As you are hopefully aware, we've taken a step back from regular fortnightly episodes to deliver a series of specials. We had the election special and 90 special and all sorts of crap before that. So, the deal is, this is a part of a three-part series. This is the first bit leading into the festive break. So, Something Old, Something New. This special is a gold-class collection of new and old sketches we've done over the years. I use the term gold-class extremely loosely. We've been tinkering away in the shed up the back of my mum's joint to bring you a whole new vast array of brand spanking sketches while throwing in a few previous ones for good measure. Really, it's laziness, but I'll say good measure because it sounds better. It's a huge episode, so strap yourself in for over half an hour of subpar ear violation. The next episode, in case you're thinking boring, next will be the Something Borrowed, Something Blue. Get it? Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Pretty good. Right, so the Something Borrowed is going to be some favourite stand-up pieces that we've found over the years, and Something Blue will be a porn movie review. That's right. We finally managed to fit some gratuitous, rude bit slappage into an episode. Thank goodness. Finally. Fucking hell. All of this questionable behaviour will, of course, be followed by our Christmas special, as always. So there's the three parts. So there you go. Three-part series starting now. Enjoy, In General, Something Old, Something New.
And now, it's time to check in General Hospital. This week on In General Hospital, resident heartthrob Stuart Summers learns a terrible truth about his past.
Nurse Goodroger.
Yes, doctor.
Scalpel.
Certainly, doctor. I love the way you open that spleen, doctor.
Now's not the time, nurse.
Are we going to have some fun later, doctor?
I should mention at this point in time that Nurse Emily Goodroger is the hospital slut.
Don't worry, Emily. We'll meet up in the janitor's closet after I perform this triple optical retinal overpass. I must concentrate, or this man could end up a fan of André Rieu.
Oh no, doctor, do something!
Later that afternoon.
Dr. Summers, you're very naughty.
Hush, my sweet Emily. We must keep our love a secret. If word gets out that I'm banging you like a Salvation Army drum, my career as charming hospital heartthrob slash world-class surgeon is over. Not to mention the fact that you're easier to get into than community college.
Ooh, how about some improper use of those paddles, doctor?
Where do you intend putting those, Nurse Goodroger?
It's a surprise. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Ah! My balls! My balls!
Slightly to the left, if you could.
Ah!
That's better.
Stuart, there's something you should know.
No.
I'm not really just the hospital hussy. I'm your sister.
Oh.
Yes.
So, right now, we're committing incest?
That's right, Stuart.
Oh, I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, look at your rack. It's unbelievable. You could crush garlic between that cleavage.
Okay, not really the reaction I was going for. Let me try this again. I'm not actually the hospital bicycle. I'm your pet monkey's former roommate.
No!
It's true, Stuart. I can't hide it any longer.
No wonder you wanted to involve bananas into our bedroom antics. You're sick!
Next time on In General Hospital, hospital dumbass Kirk Mandel says goodbye.
I'm sorry, Chief Presley Snobley. I can't take it anymore. I'm suffering in this place.
Take the gauze off around your head, you imbecile.
That's better. Anyway, I'm out of here, man. My agent has gotten me on a show that appreciates my talent. Here's a tape of the show, man.
This week on The Hills. Whatever. Seriously. Yeah, totally. Like, whatever. Weird. Seriously. Like, seriously, I mean, weird.
Hi, I'm Uncle Al from Uncle Al's Family Law. We're committed to helping you sort out your various legal shit. I'm in issues. We have legal specialists to help you overcome the difficulties of legal representation. Now, our specialists range from
family estate management.
Give your brother the fucking money, mate.
Petty theft and vandalism.
Your Honor, my client neither has the knowledge nor the mental capacity to use a spray can, let alone get our tag your Mercedes. Agreed? Yep, not guilty. Good stuff.
And even manslaughter and murder in the first degree.
Your Worship, either you dismiss this case and all evidence proving my client guilty, or you'll never see your wife, your daughter, your Pomeranian Chi-Chi, or your next-door neighbour's pool boy again. Ah, case dismissed, eh? Yeah, thought you'd see things my way. Uncle Al's Family Law. We don't break the law, but we'll defend your right to do so. Allegedly.
Some fat cock.
You dumb fuck.
Some fuck face.
Dim rim.
You suck dong.
She loose hoe.
Tie me down.
Chunky fuck.
Fuck you suck.
Look you prick.
Fuck in rim.
Rub that chub.
You fat fuck.
Lo hung cock.
And pill my rim.
All the Chinese takeaway dishes that didn't make it onto the menu at the Bamboo Bong. In General's new Chinese restaurant. Just letting you know.
Delicious. After a hard day, it's good to come home to my twat. My twat tea is a full-bodied concoction that can be appreciated at any time. I especially love enjoying a bit of my twat on those rainy days in bed. My twat is both smooth and aromatic and will envelop you in a delightful pungency. Just ask our loyal customers who would expect nothing less coming from my twat. My twat has been producing and selling fine herbal and fresh leaf tea for more than 150 years and will not be beaten on price or taste. Remember, if my twat does not completely satisfy you, you'll be given a full refund or you can exchange for another one of my twat's yummy products. So make my twat your twat. Tea is for twat. My twat is for tea bagging.
Coming up on In General TV, check out our all-new lineup of summer sitcom characters for 2009. There's Stefanos, the gay courier.
Hello?
Hello! I have a package for you!
Okay, can I have it?
Ooh, you want my package, do you? You could at least buy me dinner first.
There's Feathers McCrombie, the crime-solving cockatoo.
Well, Feathers, another day, another crime solved.
Hello!
Hey, Chief, look, Feathers is trying to write his name in birdseed.
Oh, Feathers!
Hello!
There's Terry McFarlane, the highly nervous answering machine message leaver.
Hello, you've reached Dave's place. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hello? I was just, leaving a message for Dave.
Hmm.
And don't forget Kenneth, the intoxicated weatherman.
Oh, I don't f***ing know. It's going to be hot and shit. What did you expect? It's f***ing summer, you d***head. Oi, I just took some Viagra. Check out my new weather pointer. Woo-hey! Check it out. Gonna be a bit of stiff precipitation later tonight.
Don't miss In General TV's all-new range of summer sitcom characters for 2009. Only on In General TV. Disappointed with pizzas that aren't filling anymore? Then get into Pizza Shack. We don't fart about with gourmet toppings and useless pineapple. We just pile on the meat. You want 8 meats on your pizza? Then piss off to Fairyland.
We take the meat to the max.
27 meats. And what's this we hear about? Stuffed crust with puff pastry? Harden up and fill your crust with meat at Pizza Shack. Our bases are filled with meat.
Our crusts are filled with meat.
And did someone say garlic bread? Then punch him in the throat and tuck into our meat bread. Crusty on the outside, meaty in the middle. You decide what you want at Pizza Shack. Mash the meat and take your toppings to the edge. We call it the Edge Deal, because it's the edge of the pizza. And for an extra $9.95, when our delivery guy rocks up to your doorstep, when our delivery guy rocks up to your doorstep, we'll get him to smash you in the face with a full leg of ham. Get the face deal today and take it to the edge. Do them both. We call it Edge Face. Pizza Shack's pizzas are hot to you, guaranteed. Those meats should be steaming hotter than the bubbling hot mud springs of Rotorua. Bubbling deli meats.
And here's take two.
About our Pizza Shack family deal. 48 pizzas and 19 meat breads. All made from the same family of endangered Czechoslovakian pigeons. Fax 1374-222-222-222-225. And some artery room aside for our new Chip Tuesday deal. Nothing but poor crackling we found floating in an abandoned bay marine. Lovingly refined, melted, and poured over a 3-inch thick bed of spam. The Shack Attack. Wash it down with a steaming hot cup of liquidized Devon, and that thing's gonna pack itself that hard into your digestive tract. Your colon will be all like, what the fuck? And check out our value-packed side dishes. Massive chicken wings. We corned beef the shit out of 12 chickens. Till they're bloody massive. Well, then dip them claws and all into our trademark Shack Fryer. Trademark. Be warned, the bastards are addictive. Just listen to this happy customer. Upsize your side dishes. Grab the Shack Max deal. With added chop fudge brownies. We're not even going to try and explain where they come from. You don't want to know. All right. Order online now. PizzaShack.com. Pizza Shack. Come for the pizza. Stay for the power.
Come for the pizza, stay for the paramedics.
Beelzebub Lucifer College is a warm,
scorching, detached and satanist environment which readies your children for a future in either commercial finance, law, real estate, childcare or politics. Extracurricular activities are available for the more fiendishly sanctified individuals, such as heavy metal music class. Drug preparation. And demonic summoning. Each term, you and your child will have the privilege of listening to a guest speaker and take on their advice. This month, it's Kay Fagley, the newly appointed deacon for social and religious genocide.
Okay, kids, what have we learned?
That pop music violates our religion because it's the work of Jesus and his disciples.
And?
Tom Cruise is making the devil look like an 8-year-old girl, and he is not the Messiah of Scientology in that.
That's right. Now let's get shit-faced and go kill us some Scientologists.
Can we kill some pop stars too?
Why not, Johnny? Why not?
Dibs on Rihanna.
Beelzebub Lucifer College, bringing family and satanist ritual together.
Welcome, loyal viewer, to Posh Bastards Roadshow, a program dedicated to getting lower class scum to showcase their worthless crap in a churchyard, and we get their hopes up by telling them that it's actually worth something.
Oh, Snickers, Snickers, for good man, come on here.
Yes, Jeremy, what have you found?
This is Bethlen. You seem to have found a family heirloom.
My grandma had this sitting in her old attic for years, and she kicked the bucket, the old bag. So I thought I'd come in and see what sort of quid I could get for it.
Errol. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, I see. How delightful. This is quite exquisite, my dear. See this marking on the corner here?
Yeah, it looks like someone dropped it accidentally.
No. This is neoclassical, my dear. Very sought after.
Good one, Smiggins. Top banana.
I would say that this would fetch well over £2,000!
Oh, indeed!
Rather. Errol, and what have we here? Jeremy, what do you make of this good man? I would say, Ming Dynasty?
I beg your pardon. Not a chance. I mean, right you are, Smiggles, old chum. Yes, quite. It even has the markings of the builder on here.
What you want about, mate? That's a bloody coffee mug stain.
No, no, my boy. It's a seal of Kensington. Actually highly regarded.
Oh, Jeremy, you devilish fiend.
Spiggins, stop it. You make me spill my old grain.
Sincerest apologies, my good man. Carry on.
I would say this is valued between £3,000 to £5,000.
£3,000 to £5,000.
Oh, blow me down, Governor. £3,000. Me old lady will be well thrilled with that, gents. Cheers.
Oh, yes, I'd get that to the museum immediately.
But how about this last item, Smiggins? Look here, it's a rather attractive centrepiece.
Errol, how awfully delightfully splendid, of course. £57,000.
Oh, how wonderful. I think I'm going to pass out.
Oh, Smiggins. Let's finish up before I have to get a doctor to stitch up my splitting sides.
quite. Well, viewers, thank you for watching the program. See you next year.
Ta-ta!
That was the final episode of Posh Bastards Roadshow for this series.
Join us next week on BBC Two for our documentary, Posh Bastards, Journey to the Centre of the Earth.
I say, Jeremy!
Hello, my good chap. What's the good word?
It seems we were sent to film a documentary in a remote country. But I would hazard a guess that we've actually come to the centre of the Earth.
Right you are, Smigandone chap. Oh, indeed.
Dear me. It seems my skin is melting off at a rate of knots.
Indubitably.
Quite.
Rather.
Delightful.
Capital.
Top show.
Devilish.
The pain is exquisite.
Here. Rather.
I don't know, mate.
What? What is it?
Can you, you see it just there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, there's not much tread left. How often do you use it?
Every day. Mind you, if I'm lucky, I go for a big ride once or twice a week.
Yeah, well, see, that would not be the problem. These are designed for everyday use and the occasional wild ride. But how many people are involved?
Oh, look, dude, usually just the two of us. Mm. But there have been times when there's been, you know, three or four.
Mm.
And obviously, I hate to admit this, but some were bigger than others.
Yeah, story of my life, eh? Yeah. So that would explain the flaps along the side, just here and here being very loose.
Yeah.
Like lack of tread and stuff. But there seems to be something stuck up here. Just let me get my hand in.
Yeah, actually, I've noticed a bit of a smell while you're down there. But, you know, no one seems to say anything.
Yeah, they were just probably being polite. Oh, here we go, got it. Nothing to be worried about, just a bit of loose rubber. That's the cause of the smell, obviously, but really shouldn't be there, mate. How often do you get it checked out?
Well, the last time I had someone have a decent look at it would have been 12 months ago.
Mm. Yeah, what do you use to keep it clean?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. I just use whatever the last guy gave me.
Yeah, see, right, here's what you need to do. Firstly, you need to have a professional check this out every month. Well, I can set up a referral for you, but you've got to keep it serviced regularly, and I would cut down on the group sex as well.
Ah, cheers, Doc. Appreciate it. Go on, bud.
Coming!
In general, we'll be right back. Now. See? Told ya.
Greetings and salutations. I'm Slammin' Sam Stevensons. Mosey on down to Slammin' Sam's sensational sun and surf supermart. If you're a wavehead, beach bum or fin dick, then pop in for all the latest fashions.
Oh, Jesus, where's the goggles? This guy's on the spit like a f***ing mongrel dog.
We've got all the top brands, like Philabong, Dick Silver, Lip Curl, CUP and Tetanus Shoes, Reebok, Thrusty and Libido Streetwear.
Christ, man, use a f***ing bucket.
So, if you want to look super sweet for a f*** off good surfing session to impress the sluts, then get dressed at Slammin' Sam's sensational sun and surf supermart, where we sell imported garments at locally manufactured prices.
At last, a fragrance to surpass time itself.
In general.
From the perfume designers who brought you Ambipure Household Air Freshener comes a truly pungent eau de toilette.
In general.
Carefully derived from only the most pure of odorant origins, In General will transport you to a place of pure exotica.
In general.
Penetrating, vomit-inducing, erectile dysfunctioning.
In general.
Strong, tangy overtones and an almost palpable taste that begs the question, have you got a bucket handy? In general, is simply breathtaking.
We had the idea that this fragrance was to be something of a, I would say, sphincterly exhilarating scent. Something to make people stand up and say, who is that mysterious stranger with the nipple-hardening fragrance on? Some perfumes have the woody origin or an oriental flavor. Some gives the same effect as if you were smelling chocolate. We're going for that reaction you get when you have a sneaky fart in the shower. You know, when you are washing yourself and you think, why not? I am on my own. Nobody can hear me. I might as well, how you say, let one rip, and you don't smell anything for the first few moments. And then, voila! All of a sudden, the methane from your rear trumpet fuses with the moist air and wafts up into your face, stinging the skin as it rises triumphantly into the exhaust fan.
Castrated nose hair, eyeball bleed in general.
Our team of highly fruity researchers trekked to the Amazonian mountains to sample the purest of natural springs to begin the first steps of the designing process. Greeted by tall, pneumatically breasted, yet disappointed Amazonian nymphomaniacs who helped our team gather the key ingredient. By holding down their filthy, unbathed, leech-infested, STD-carrying husbands as they gently funneled the sweat from that bit of crack between the testicles and anus. This is what gives in general its zesty, yet provocative aroma.
Violating the file. In general.
Available at all questionable retailers and some back alley markets. The market might be black, but it's still a market.
In general.
Immerse yourself in the reprehensibly disgraceful aroma of a scent that cries out to the heavens, raises a daring fist, and screams, "Fuck you, social acceptance. I care not if I happen to smell like Nick Nolte's genitals after a heavy night on the cans wearing thick leather pants." In fact, we were very nearly going to name the fragrance Nolte.
Nolte.
Though that scent has already been copyrighted by Amy Winehouse's people to be used in her upcoming range of deluxe beauty accessories.
In general.
Live the pungency.
In general. In general.
Coming up tonight on In General TV. Don't miss the season finale of Jamie Jury's The Outdoor Room. Jamie heads to Mexico to get some inspiration for the Jones family.
Well, Joneses, what do you think? Pretty good, eh?
What the fuck did you do, Jury?
It's your outdoor room. Do you love it or do you love it?
You've just taken our spare room and chucked it on the back lawn.
Yeah, but I put some cactuses around the edge.
You stole those from our neighbour.
Yeah, give us back me fucking cactuses, Jerry, you thieving prick.
But it's the latest thing, taking the inside outside.
You're dead meat, Jury. I'm going to punch the shit out of you, you bastard.
No, hang on, mate, hang on. What if I threw in a water feature?
Oh, okay then.
Perfect! Take it away, Scotty.
Oi, what do you reckon about this for a water feature? Woo-hey!
That's it. You're going down.
Run!
Your good looks won't save you now, Jury. Hold still.
The Outdoor Room. Tonight on In General TV.
Hey! Check out this cool new stuff for your mobile phone. Want to find out if your partner's cheating on you? Simply text CHEAT, your name and your partner's name to 1900 00 and get our exclusive cheat meter. Hey guys, want to know if she's the one? Simply text SOUL and your name and your partner's name to 1900 00 and get our exclusive soulmate meter. Hey girls, ever been at a nightclub and wondered what he'd be like between the sheets? Then simply text XXX Throwdown and your name and your partner's name to 1900 00 and get our exclusive stallion meter. Guys, ever been checking out a chick at a club and she looked like she was using the stallion meter on you? Well, now you can get her score too. Simply text Slapper, your partner's name and your name to 1900 00 and we'll send you back your chances of banging her like a Salvation Army drum. Are you an insecure, possessive and controlling partner? No problem. Get our exclusive partner tracker. Simply text I'm a Freaky Stalker to 1900 00 and see where your partner is anywhere, anytime, so you can get all weird on them at the drop of a hat. Want to know what you're having for dinner tonight? Oh yeah, that's right. We even know if you're going to get takeout on the way home. We're that good. Simply text DINDINS to 1900 00 and get our exclusive meal calculator. Can't make decisions for yourself? Need useless mobile phone content like this to make your day-to-day choices for you? No problem. Simply text BORING USELESS SHIT and your name to 1900 00 and get our exclusive meter.
where you get bombarded every 2 seconds by my voice crapping on about all sorts of offers that cost you insane amounts on your phone bill. Don't know how this commercial's going to finish? Too easy. Just text commercial end to 1900 00 and get our exclusive.
Because I choose to keep my 9 a.m. court appearance, I choose to take a big thumping dose of Slamadol. About 8:30 a.m. every morning, Alex C pops around to give me a massive punch in the schnoz.
Oi! Wake up, dickhead! Yeah! That's for having a big Tuesday night, you fucking tool!
Sure, it might seem a bit harsh, but it's my own stupid fault for hooking into the beers till 3 a.m. Slamadol. It's my choice.
Weird. Oh, what a night. 12 beers and 7 tequila shots. Woo! Oh, I am wasted. Oh, wonder what's happening on Facebook.
Hey there, drunken Facebook user.
Wow! Who are you?
I'm an hallucination. Due to the copious amounts of alcohol you've consumed this evening, you closet drunk.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Are you sick of jumping on Facebook and having to chat to your boring, sober friends?
Boy, am I. These people just don't get my funny drunk status updates.
That's because they lead normal lives. But now you can hang with your other rum-soaked loser mates on the coolest new social site around. Shit Facebook.
Wow, that's awesome. Because I am, like, pretty shit-faced, eh?
Shit Facebook allows you to bang on about how good your night was, how much you drank, and how much of a legend you are, right from your very own laptop.
Where?
Right in front of you.
Oh, right. Sorry, dude. I'm pretty nailed at the moment. Like, I was on the Cairns like a mongrel from, like, 2 o'clock this arvo.
Don't tell me. Tell your f-quit mates. Shit Facebook. We even have a translation app to decipher your retarded typing skills on your status updates.
Corey is heaps hammered, sunk a shitload of UDLs. LOL. Oh, I got a comment.
Ugh, here we go.
Oh, me mate Tomo reckons I'm a legend.
I bet.
Nah. Tomo, you're the legend. Have a few for me, you weapon. Oh, this is pretty sweet, eh?
Shit Facebook. Shit Facebook. Grab a sixer and get on there tonight. You wanker.
InGeneral.com.au.
There's no end to the seemingly bottomless barrel of shit ideas here at In General TV.
Coming soon.
Cloud City has never had a more dysfunctional family as Bespin gets turned upside down by spoiled little vacuous stuck-up bitches in Keeping Up with the Calrissians. Mondays at 7:30 is an incest doubleheader as questionable rednecks push the boundaries of biology. Don't miss How I Nailed My Cousin and 2.5 Webbed Feet. More pointless television hits your screens as the world's most famous playboy desperately searches for at least one woman in his house who isn't two-thirds fiberglass in The Real Housewives of Hugh Hefner. Then finish your week off with a dose of comedy as we laugh at horny elderly men who keep forgetting to fill their Viagra prescriptions in Deadwood.
All that and more of your favourites.
Hot Roast Whisperer.
The Smell and Degenerates Show.
Secret Silicon Pear.
The Seldom Understood Wife.
The Lemon Meringue Theory.
In General TV. Powered by new environmentally unfriendly crappy sand poxy action. It's like someone took an eco dump in your washing machine.
Oh, mate, I just want to grab us a bottle of metho, eh?
Oh, sorry, sir. I think you're intoxicated, so I can't sell you any methylated spirits.
What? Piss? Nah. Nah, just been helping me, mate, do some painting, yeah. Yeah, ran out of beer. Nah, just painting. Yeah, painting and shit, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Aw, thanks, boss. Hey, mate, you grab one from the fridge?
Miller's Genuine Bread Filtered Metho. There's a touch of class in every glass.
Hi, I'm Derek Itblows. Are you finding that your delicates copper pizzling during those sweaty hot summer months?
I'm all hot and sticky.
Does the food in your fridge easily get that questionable stench?
Oh, God, that's foul.
Hey, dude, when do you want to get...
Then come down to It Blows Refrigeration and Air Conditioning for all your cooling and freezing needs. We have all the top brands, Jufitsu, GL, Eastinghouse, Swivel Pond and Hunter and Fecal. So whether it cools, freezes or heats you up until you're nice and moist, look no further than It Blows Refrigeration and Aircon. Come in and let us blow you away.
You loved the new millennium, then this event is going to rock your world. It's Armageddon 2010. Hosted by Paul and the Disciples, with unique events including a live performance from the Four Horsemen playing their chart-topping hit, Pestilence, Famine and Death, featuring a solo performance by the Seventh Trumpeter and stand-up from the Rider on the White Horse and the Seven Angels with Seven Plagues. Be there for the special guest judging from the Alpha and Omega, the Big Cheese, the Lord your God. Alongside him, the right-hand man, Jesus Christ, and Lucifer himself. Then rock over to the after-party in the Golden Palace at New Jerusalem. And for you satanists out there, Hitler and Cain will be issuing you with detrimental weaponry to help bring an end to humanity. Armageddon 2010, the compulsory event of history, coming soon to everywhere near you.
General.com.au.
Broom isn't famous for brooms.
Punch bowl isn't famous for punch bowls.
Collector is not famous for collectors.
Tambourine is not famous for
tambourines. Bannister is not famous for bannisters.
Robe isn't famous for robe.
But Bundaberg is famous for Bundy rum.
You want to fight, fuckhead?
Bundaberg rum.
Come on, cunt. Come out of the crack of the title.
Proudly the redneck booze of choice since 1881.
I'll fucking have you.
This tea is delicious. What herb is it?
It's not a herb, my good man Jeremy. It's my twat.
Excuse me?
No. Let me finish. It's my twat tea.
Oh, who am I? Well, I must say, Smiggins, it is a Durkington cup of tea.
Would you expect anything less coming from my twat, Jeremy? My twat tea have been producing and selling fine herbal and fresh leaf tea for more than 150 years. What are your thoughts? Do you like it?
Oh, absolutely love it. Actually, I'll have mine like my women. White and two, please.
Oh, you are devilish, Jeremy.
Well, I've heard that teas cannot be beaten on price or pungency.
That's quite right, my good man. Very well done. Top capital work. Remember, if you're not happy with my twat, we'll gladly exchange it for another one of my twat's great products. So make my twat your twat.
Well, there it is. Something old, something new, but mostly new. So it's pretty good. Coming in the next couple of weeks, as I said at the intro, something borrowed, something blue. Cue the porn music. That's It's good. So watch this space for another finely chewed episode of B Crade Entertainment. Stand-up segments from the world's greatest comedians and, of course, the porn movie review. You will not believe the title of the DVD we're reviewing. It is fucking hilarious. Anyway, see you soon. Love, Wally and Alex C. Bye.
Okay, don't try and be professional because you're not professional.
Right, let's do it. Right. What are we doing?
In general.
Oh, the show thing, yeah. In general. Yeah.
Another proud production from Just Tools. Come in and check out our new range of impact drills. You'll shit fair in your Dax.
All original material written and produced by In General Productions, copyright
2010.
Ah, cool.